But when this occurred, it was such a bombshell in the city that the newspapers started screaming, and several of the city's most prominent citizens, upper class men, got together down at Canal Street, worked the mob up, and then directed the mob over to the old parish prison, where there was a lynching in which 9 or 10 of these men, maybe 11 of them, were murdered, including some who had been found innocent and so on, but hadn't been released yet. And local papers congratulated these men on their efforts and said that when a city is finally overrun by the Black Hand, the citizenry must do something, and this was a very noble thing. The press all across the United States in general echoed the same sentiments, and it got pretty bad though, because the Italian government took a look at this and started cutting off immigration into New Orleans and demanded reparation, and finally got an apology from this government and some reparation and so on. But the standard version has come down to us that it was really a mafia plot to kill the chief of police because he was breaking up their illicit doings. Now that maybe the mafia did exist in New Orleans, that's entirely possible. But all the evidence seems to indicate that the mafia probably preyed only in a very minor, didn't prey on the Anglo-Saxon businesses or on the French or Germans or anything, but probably preyed mainly among the Sicilian, smaller Sicilian businessmen and so on in that community. If anything, they didn't go outside of the community. There's no great evidence of this even, that they were a great threat to the city or anything, that they it was sort of organized crime taking over the city of New Orleans. There's very good evidence, excellent evidence, and when I speak of good evidence, I mean evidence that professional historians would accept, that the police chief himself was mixed up in a great deal of skullduggery. There is no question that he was a thug, that he'd been involved in shootings and brawls, and he wasn't the clean, upstanding young man who was out to clean up the world and who indeed died with his mother at his bedside, his ancient mother that he was supporting, trying to bring law to the city of New Orleans from these despicable Black Hand people in the mafia. He was a thug with no questions asked. I mean, he was a thug and a roughneck and a hoodlum and a very vicious individual involved in all sorts of nasty schemes. There is some evidence that he may have been murdered by people that another faction in the police department that wanted to get rid of him. It was the beginning of a professional police department at that time. The New Orleans police had been notorious before that as some of the worst cutthroats that the city had ever known. The local gendarmes were almost as feared by the citizenry as the thugs that they were supposed to be controlling. Since that time, the Italians got a very bad reputation, and it was drummed into every school child that this was the great event that finally brought the decent citizens of New Orleans to stop the mafia. And Italians have suffered a stigma as a result of this. One of the most insulting things that you can say to a New Orleans, you know, he's just a Dago from Gentilly or something like that. That's a very insulting put down. There has in recent years been an effort on the part of many in the Italian community or the Sicilian community to refurbish this reputation and to claim that there was never any mafia, which is probably wrong. There probably were minor mafiosos around. I mean, there's not much question of that. And to try to proclaim the great heritage that New Orleans has from Italy. Now, New Orleans does have a very great debt to Sicilians because they certainly lent a great deal of color to our culture.